So on Sunday, peace activists gathered in Townsend Park to protest the recent escalation of the Mideast situation by President Trump. We catch up with longtime peace activist Pete Looker. Pete, what's sort of your message today?
Well, I guess I'd kind of like to repeat a message from 2011 when this guy talked about how the inadequacies and insecurities of the president. Yeah, there was a critique back in 2011 about Obama, how he was inadequate and insecure, and to get reelected, he'd have to start a war in Iran. And that quote was from Donald Trump back in 2011, and it sounds vaguely familiar.
What should, you know, Congress or peace activists or American citizens be doing right at this moment?
Well, Congress can put back in what they took out of the budget, saying that to further increase wars, we would have to go to Congress first before we increase war.
Isn't that already part of the Constitution?
Might be part of the Constitution, but it didn't get in. It was in the budget this year, but the Republicans and Democrats took it out. So it wasn't passed.
So are you optimistic at this point that Congress and the American public, even the media seems a little bit shaken up. They're not doing the usual bang the drums of war. Can we stop this from escalating out of control?
I'm hoping so, but certainly we made more enemies by killing one of the higher-ranking officials in Iran. It just seems crazy. If somebody came here and killed one of our high-ranking officials, we'd probably get angry and start killing people.
And, you know, what do you think about the size of our present military budget?
It's about 95% bigger than I would recommend.
So you like to see it cut? Where would you like to see the money invested?
Well, we could invest it in helping people in a sustainable world so that we have less drought, less climate change, and more sustainable world, so we could have a simple world to live in.
Thank you, Pete Looker. Next, we catch up with Joe Seaman, a longtime peace activist, also a candidate up in the State Assembly in the Saratoga and Schenectady area. Joe, you got a sign. Instead of trillions of monies on war, how about clean energy?
That's right. We've seen this movie before. Back in 2002, when they were planning a war that we told everybody was going to be a nightmare and was going to cost us trillions of dollars, we said, why don't we protect our national security by getting independent of oil, getting off our addiction to oil and fossil fuels, building clean energy, and then countries like Iraq, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, their power to threaten us is weakened.
Now, I saw on Facebook yesterday that you're up in Saratoga, and I guess the Saratoga Peace Vigil, and seemed to have a lot of support from passerbys.
Yes, we did. I think people are not going to be fooled as they were before. People know that war benefits billionaire oil companies and billionaire military contractors, and that it's our people in our communities that are going to have to fight that war.
Now, have you heard anything from our local congressmen here in the Capital District, congresspeople, as to whether they might stand up to the president's effort?
Yes, I heard a good statement from Congressman Tonko. I can't quote the statement, but I think he spoke to the foolishness of possibly starting a major war. Also, a candidate for Congress, Tedra Cobb, had a good statement. I can't quote it, but they spoke out warning us that this could be a very terrible thing.
Now, one person I see you often demonstrating against is Congresswoman Stefanik.
Yeah.
What did she have to say, if anything?
She is total Trump. She, by the way, originally comes from the Bush White House, where she was supporting the war on Iraq, and she never met a corporate boondoggle that she didn't like. She's always, on every issue, including this issue, on the side of the billionaire corporations who profit from war and against the interests of average people who need clean energy instead of war.
So what should the average American do at this moment?
Organize, get involved, help us win the next elections, find a working families Democratic candidate, be it for Congress, for president, or maybe even for New York State Legislature, and let's win this, because New York, if it were a nation, it would be the 13th largest economy in the world. So I say, why can't New York lead America in transitioning to a clean energy economy? Let America lead the world, take real action to stop climate change, and prevent these wars for oil.
Joe Seaman. Next, we catch up with Peter Lavigne, the co-chair of the Green Party in New York State, and a new husband. But Peter, why is the Green Party protesting the president's escalation of the situation with Iran?
You know, one of the Green Party's key values is nonviolence and peace. But we're protesting because, you know, this is both a war crime, it's an assassination, and it's a continuation of failed American foreign policy in the Middle East. Almost 20 years ago, the United States invaded and destroyed Afghanistan and Iraq. It's led to the displacement of millions of people. It's led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands, not millions of people. This is Trump's attempt to carry on the foreign policy of Bush and Obama. We support diplomacy. We support actually trying to bridge the gap with Iran and to stop this madness, this what we believe is an imperialist foreign policy of trying to determine the policies of the rest of the world, other countries. The United States needs to pull back from the Middle East. We believe it needs to pull back from the rest of the world, cut the military budget. We do not want to see this escalate into a war, which is what Trump seems to want. This is unfortunately, again, a continuation, of assassinations of foreign leaders, provocations. This is something the United States has a long history of. And the Green Party stands as a peace party. It stands as a party that says, we have more in common with people around the world, with working people around the world. We need to build a world that is free of war, that's free of these kind of threats and conflicts. The United States, unfortunately, is a prime rogue state, a prime terrorist state that has been destabilizing and fomenting terror in the Middle East for the last half century.
So the Green Party for 30 years at least has been calling for de-escalation, for peace, for cutting the military budget. Both parties oppose it. Why is this situation going to be any different?
I think that, this situation is unfortunately one where the people have to come out and they have to protest. I think that, the Democrats and the Republicans have a hand in this. This is a bipartisan effort in the Middle East to foment and to destroy and destabilize regimes. It happened under Obama. It happened under Clinton. It happened under Bush. This is something where we cannot trust the Democrats or the Republicans. We need the Green Party. We need people in the streets to protest and to carry on, to continue. Otherwise, it won't be different than it was 10 or 15 years ago, where we protested, but then as soon as the Democrats took charge in Congress, things started to ramp down. And then once Obama was in power, a lot of people went home. We want people to stay out here and to make sure that this foreign policy changes once and for all.
Peter Lavigne, Green Party. Finally, we catch up with Doug Bullock of the Capital District Solidarity Committee and out collecting signatures as a delegate for Bernie Sanders for president. What was your message today, Doug?
My message is that we committed state terrorism out of the White House. We have assassinated an Iranian general in Iraq. A general that was going to go to Iraq to try and calm the situation down, and we assassinated him and his entourage, all of his entourage. We have committed an act of war. That is an act defined as terrorism as I see it. I think state terrorism is the label you have to put on it, because that's exactly what it is. It's an assassination, and only a fascist regime would pull a assassination out like that. Trump has got to be impeached. He's trying to avoid impeachment. We got to stop these shenanigans to avoid the issue in front of Trump right now.
Thank you, Doug Bullock. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.